When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Hola mi gente, que lo que, bienvenido a mi episodio 2 de Me Vas, Teach Me How To, Pero en Español. Last week, we began our lesson with the word of the week, verb of the week, number of the week, roots and phrases, and then gave you the song of the week, and then gave you a little bit of tarea. Please do not forget at the end of the lesson to click the link so you can have the lesson to look at the words, practice the words, saying them, spelling them, absorbing all of the knowledge. So let's get into it. So for episodio dos, dime más, the word of the week is vaina. It means thing. Literally, it can be anything. If you're from like the Northeast Philadelphia area, Jersey, New York, just, you know, that region of the United States, you might hear the word John. J-A-W-N-J-O-I-N-T, spell it however you like. But vaina is kind of like that. That's a Dominican slang word I learned when I studied abroad back in 2010. And you can use it for literally anything. Like a vaina can be a remote. A vaina can be a food. A vaina can even be a person. But the word is vaina. Say it with me. Vaina. The verb of the week is ir. It means to go. Now, I don't know if some of you remember that a verb in the infinitive form means the verb is not conjugated. It's just by itself, regular, degular, just the verb, like correr, to run, escribir, to write, ir. Ir means to go. The number of the week, 33. Now, that's 33. Why did I pick that number? Maybe because I'll be 33 this year. Not really sure. Other than that, I like the number 3. And I'm like, ooh, 2 threes, 33. Why not? And then the song of the week, Dura por Daddy Yankee. He probably is one of my favorite Latinx reggaeton rapper, singer, pop artist. And he's retiring this year, so I'm going to miss him making some music. So let's try and put our word, verb, and number in some frases that we can practice. Now, if you know family member vocabulary, right? Mama, papa, hermano, hijo, niña, all of that, right? You can insert the family term member name, and then we're going to put it together, vaina, with some verbs and some other words. So the frase, the first frase with the word of the week is mamá, pásame la vaina a la mesa. Yo repito. Mamá, pásame la vaina a la mesa. That's mom, pass me it, the thing on the table. Like passing that thing on the table. Whatever the thing is. Usually you will point to a vaina also. Like if I want to say, oh, el perrito tiene mi vaina. Like the dog has my thing. Like the thing that the dog's playing with. Okay. The next sentence that we're going to work with today, with the verb of the week, the verb ir. Now we're going to conjugate the verb. Now, ir is an irregular verb. So when you conjugate it for like, I go, you go, he go, she go, we go, they go, right? It's going to look different. So we're going to use ir in the yo form, okay? Voy al parte en la casa de Benny. Yo repito. Voy al parte en la casa de Benny. I'm going to the party at Benny's house. Now, I actually do have a friend named Benny, and Benny is Dominican, and Benny really does have bomb parties with delicious food. He usually has one at the end of the school year for all the coworkers and colleagues and teacher friends, so I hope I still get an invite, okay? I know we're still in the pandemic, but hopefully, you know, restrictions are lifted, because I'm ready to party a una fiesta. Okay, last frase, right? Frase tres, we're going to use the number of the week. This number, 33, so we're going to use it using the verb tener, and I'm explain a couple things with this frase. So, tengo 33 años. Yo repito. Yo tengo 33 años. Now, you stress the ñe in the word años. Why do we stress the ñe? If you do not say the ñe, and años, as the way it's supposed to be stressed, you end up saying ano. And for those who like a little bit of comedy with their Spanish, ano means booty hole, okay, butthole, anus, okay? So you do not want to say tengo 33 anos, because then you're saying you have 33 buttholes. Now you're also thinking, well, I said I'm 33 years old. How could they confuse that? Because in Spanish, when we use the verb tener for age, it's like we're saying we have that many years of life. So when I say yo tengo 32 años, right? Yo tengo 32 años, that's what I have right now. That's how many years of life I have completed. I've completed 32 years of life. I have lived for 32 years. I'm living in my 32nd year of life. I have 32 years of life. We do not use the verb ser or estar, and we'll get into that later, because ser and estar can be a little confusing. So again, when you say how old you are, make sure you stress the ñ and años, so you don't say you have booty holes. You say you have years of life. And then we use the verb tener because we're expressing how many years of life that we have. So let's review. Una más, un repasito of the word of the week, verb of the week, number of the week, and then the tres frases, okay? Word of the week, vaina. Verb of the week, ir. Number of the week, 33. Now, your frases. Uno, mamá, páseme la vaina en la mesa. Dos, voy al parte en la casa de Benny. Y tres, tengo 33 años. Now, you need to practice the verb. Now, if you already know how to conjugate verbs, practice that. Practice saying, voy al parte, vas al parte, vamos al parte, van al parte, va al parte, right? Or wherever you want to go. Practice saying that. For the number of the week, 33. Try some math problems. Maybe do, you know, ¿qué es 32 más 1? Okay? Or ¿qué es 34 menos 1? Okay? Practice the numbers. Use them in your everyday life if you can. When you're grocery shopping and you're trying to count the number of products you have, you know, like uno, dos, tres, okay? Maybe you have a bunch of kids in your house that your kids brought over, so now you got your kids, you got your kids' kids, maybe you got some family relatives coming over. Okay, when you have to do a little head count before you head to the store, count in Spanish. And then vaina, I just like that word. I like how it sounds. It just sounds funny to me. I think it's hilarious. It's just one of those words that if you ever have a word in English that you think is hilarious, this is one of my favorite Spanish words to say is vaina. So practice saying that. And again, include it in your everyday process when you're practicing these, okay? So you're going to practice those words. You're going to find cognates next in the song of the week, Dora por Daddy Yankee. So when I play it, you're going to hook it up. You're going to listen to it, okay? And then you're going to memorize the three phrases, practice yourself saying them, record yourself saying it, play it back. Now, I know for some people, you're probably wondering, how do I pick up my pace in speaking? Like if you talk, you know, let's say at a maybe relatively medium or fast pace in English, you will talk as fast in your second language as you do in your first language. So if you hablan rápido in English, you're going to talk equally as fast as you practice in Spanish. I talk pretty fast in both languages. However, I should say I obviously talk faster in English because that's my first and that's my native language. So as you continue to practice, you'll learn how to pick up the accent. You'll learn how to stress the ñes, right? And you'll also learn how to pick up the speed. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed episodio dos. Dime más. I'm going to play the song of the week for como 30 segundos because, you know, copyright laws. So I hope you enjoyed the song. I hope you enjoyed the lesson. I look forward to y'all listening to me next week. Adios. Chao, amigos.
Cuando yo la vi, dije si esa mujer fuera para mí.